listening to the pilot episode of The Goat Rope with your soon-to-be favorite radio personality, Goat Hammer. You can reach me at barongod@punkcast.com or in channel Rant Radio on the other side servers. Now, before I begin today's little diatribe, you have to realize that I'm not the kind of person that uses the words nigger, fag, or redskin, but you may find it interesting that according to PC doctrine, the words black, gay, and Indian are just as obscene. The next half hour or so will be devoted to kicking in the teeth of the language Nazis and shedding some light on the shady rumors and hearsay that started all this crap. I'd like to caution you to take everything here with a grain of salt, but I'm not sure that you have that much of it. So, political correctness. Sounds pretty boring, huh? What's really boring, though, is the cramped and obtuse standards that language in America is held to. Why should you, or anyone, allow a few vicariously righteous citizens to crap all over your freedom of speech? As misused and tired as the First Amendment is, this instance is one that justifies its protection and concern for its uses. Now, you have to realize, once more, that I'm not saying that politically correct language is illegal. I simply think it's vulgar in the extreme to willingly give up some of your rights in order to conform to a social or political pressure. If you look closely at some of these correct terms, you realize that they're a sham, a blatant mockery thrown up in protest of a system that has irked only a few. Example, differently abled. It's not polite to call cripples cripples anymore. They're called differently abled. My first question, aren't we all differently abled? My friend Jesse can ride his unicycle and I can't. I mean, all arguments aside, I really wish I could. I bet cripples really wish they could walk, too. Not to be a bastard, but they probably do. Calling them differently abled isn't going to help them walk. So why have that name? Cripple is a perfectly legitimate word. It's in the Bible. Jesus healed the cripples. Here's another absurd name, vertically challenged. Midgets! They're midgets. They're not little people. We're talking about human beings, not leprechauns or lawn gnomes. Aside from midgets, there are dwarfs, people who have the rare birth effect dwarfism. Notice I didn't say people who suffer from dwarfism. I mean, sure, it probably really sucks to be 30 and not be able to ride the tilt-a-whirl, or to have to get a boost in order to order at McDonald's. But I'm not going to say dwarfs suffer from their condition. That just puts them into a victim group. The very last thing that people with any abnormality like that needs is to be seen as a victim. How can you get to know someone when you pity them? How can you appreciate someone for who they are as a person when you're fixated on their terrible, awful condition? I'll tell you about a terrible, awful condition, though. Anyone who isn't white. There's a terrible, awful condition for you. I mean, there are more nigger haters, chink bashers, and just plain hateful assholes in America than there are victim group champions. Just look at our fundamentalist racist heritage. Okay, just so you don't think I'm talking completely out of my ass on this one, let me tell you a little story. Right now, I live in Santee, California, a miserable racist shithole in the middle of the desert. I've lived here for about 5 years, and before that, I lived in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville is just about the opposite of this place. Humid, suburban, and most of all, accepting. I mean, at least half of the people there were black, but before now, I never even thought about it. The way it was, just was. There was no thought involved. When I moved here, it took a little while to realize that out of 64,000 people in this little town, there was one black family. I realized why this place is so white after hearing the way people talk. Man, my dad's got me doing nigger work. What's long, black, and smelly? The unemployment line. Fuck, man, you look like a nigger with that tan. It makes me sick. Absolutely sick to my stomach. And we're close to the border here, too, so besides hating niggers, we can hate us some beaners, too. Fuck the niggers, fuck the beaners, fuck anyone who isn't white and Christian. The beaners are better than the niggers because they're Catholic and they do our yard work. Don't let them in the house, though, because they'll steal just like a nigger. Around here, besides calling someone a nigger or a beaner, you can always call them a fag. Shut up, fag. That's so gay, you fucking queer. Always someone to hate. Always. Hate the fags. Kill the homos. Why? Why? Ask 90% of the people that have that attitude, and they'll answer you, 'cause they're gay, or it's gross. Gross, huh? I'll tell you something repulsive. Living in this place, it's a perfect harvest for the Ku Klux Klan, or better yet, the neo-Nazis. They've banned some of the clothing that we're allowed to wear at school, which I never wore in the first place, because white power groups were using them as signals. White power? Shit, this is Southern California, not Alabama. Where did this come from? Okay, so what have I been talking about? Black people, Mexicans, and gays. So what should I be talking about? African Americans, Hispanics, and homosexuals. First off, African American. That's a politically correct term used to describe black people. Before I vomit all over African American, let's talk about the other one used for that group. people of color. Who thought that one up? It's decidedly not okay to say colored people, so why people of color? They mean the exact same thing, but one is incorrect, and one is. Shit. Back to African Americans. Since humanity originated in the Great Rift Valley, which is in Africa, we're all African American. Everybody. What about black people from Cuba or Jamaica? Are they African American? No, they're Jamaican American or Cuban American. Only black people from Africa are technically African American. But how can you make that distinction without knowing every black person in America personally? You can't. And how about white racist Afrikaners from South Africa? If one of them moved here, he'd be an African American. Oh yeah, I'm sure some of them moved here just to piss off black people. A little confused with the argument so far? Go check out the Black Entertainment Channel. You know, the BET for clarification. Next, Hispanics. What the hell? Hispanic was adopted by the Census Bureau, and they use it as a reference point for anyone who speaks Spanish. Well, the term Hispanic came from the Latin word for Iberia, which was a country, which used to be Spain. People from Mexico are Mexican. Or, if you got out and talked to them, most Mexicans prefer the term Latino or Chicano. Okay? End of discussion. Next, gays. Homosexual and gay are nearly interchangeable, but most gay people prefer the term gay. How do I know? By talking to gay people. And no, I haven't been infected with gay or raped by a bunch of fags looking to get back at the heteros. That's more bullshit that I'm not even going to mention here. Besides fags, niggers, and beaners, the next group I'd like to talk about are the chinks. Asians, I mean. But Asians is no longer the correct term. Someone decided to turn that one into another hyphenated name. Pan-Asians. And it's not Chinese food anymore, it's Mandarin food. Somebody just kind of ignored the fact that Mandarin and Sichuan are two kinds of Chinese food. But anyway, I think those two have been changed simply on principle. You know, Asians, Pan-Asians. Geez, man, those aren't remotely offensive, but we've changed everyone else's name, so we better change these two, huh? Wouldn't want to seem racist. Besides black people, maybe more than, the white people have elaborately and completely fucked over the Asians throughout history. Look at imperialism. After slavery was outlawed, the white folks had to find someone to do the shitty work. India, China, anywhere else in Eurasia not populated by white people. Here in America, too, not just England. How do you think that railroad we were so proud of got built? You know, the transcontinental one? Hard-working, down-and-out cowboys? No. The workers on that little project were distinctly slant-eyed. I can't say the yellow people did all the work. Who do you think had the arduous task of counting money and making the chinks work harder? Oh, and Garfield drove that last stake in. Yeah, the gray people sure worked on it, too. I'll continue with the Old West after the break. You can reach me at barongod@punkcast.com or in number Rant Radio on the other side servers.
Like, I will tell you, she left yesterday. soul whispers gently in my ear. If you ask me how I know what she looks like, I will tell you she left yesterday. She left yesterday. She left yesterday. She left yesterday. She left yesterday.
Right, now where was I? Oh, that was Voltaire with Raven's Land. Now, the Old West, Indians, Native Americans. If anyone deserves to be called a victim group, it's definitely Indians, or at least the American Indians. But before I talk about Indians as people, I need to talk about the term Native American. That term was created by the U.S. government in the 60s as a blanket word for all Indians in North America. That includes all tribes in America and Alaska. In short, it means everything from Adirondack to Eskimo. When you use the term Native American, you're helping to obliterate the cultures of hundreds of tribes and lives. If you got out of your house, you'd realize that most Indians are insulted by the term Native American. My great uncle is a tribal elder, and he's an Indian, not a Native American. Ask the American Indian movement about it. So, we've destroyed their people, stolen their land, shoved them onto the shittiest land we can find, and then named them after ourselves. How repulsive.
But the term Indian is because Columbus thought he was in India. Bullshit. Pure and simple.
Do you know what India was called in 1492? It was called Hindustan, not India. The word Indian comes from the corrupt Spanish Columbus used to describe his voyage. Columbus was Italian, and he was funded by Spain. His Spanish wasn't very good. And in his log, he wrote about the native people he found by calling them una gente en Dios, or a people in God. En Dios, Indians, simple, easy, respectful. It may have become apparent to you, by this point, that I've talked an awful lot about how the racial groups in America have been fucked over by the government. Well, let's look at the big picture. America hates, destroys, or restricts some people. Then, they realize how bad they fucked up. America makes it all better, but not really. And then they come up with a cute name to make it all correct. Basically, it comes down to this. You need to know people. No more language commandos. No more word Nazis. You just need to know what people prefer to be called. On a personal basis. And if you need to talk about a large group of people impersonally, blacks, gays, Indians, use the words that those groups prefer. Not that someone's made up. You can trace the source of most politically correct language back to the good old United States government and their census. What did I point out in the beginning? That our heritage is built on white racist fundamentalists? Yeah, that's about right. And how much has our government changed? I'm not talking about laws or voting scandals or any of that crap. How many black senators are there? How many Latino chiefs of staff? Have you ever seen a general who isn't white? One or two? How about a gay vice president? Since it is, after all, a government to serve and protect the people, people have to change before it will. There aren't any more Jim Crow laws, but that doesn't explain why there are no black people in Santee. Aside from the law, there are too many racist and discriminatory attitudes to cope with, and there are too many supposed victim groups trying to change things in too many ways. More than likely, most or all of what I've said has just pissed you off, and I like that. If you're pissed off, you thought about something, and if you thought about what I've said, that means there's room to question it somewhere inside that brain of yours. If you can question it, you can change it. Don't think that being politically correct is any different from being racist. Most of those terms have been wholly created by white people, just like the other no-no words. Stew on this while I think of some more shit to stir up in the giant pot of intellectual bile that comprises the social norm in North America. You can reach me at barongod@punkass.com or a number Rant Radio on the other side servers. I'll leave you with a little more Voltaire.
Stranded on a planet, just me and Spock. We met a nasty Nazi alien. He locked our asses up. We found a hunk of crystal and a metal piece of bed. We made a laser phaser gun, shot him in the head. Bust a move, talk. I was standing on the bridge when Sulu came to me. His eyes were full of tears. He said, "Captain, can't you see? The ship is gonna blow to something I besiege." I grabbed a treble and some chewing gum and stopped the war. And I say, bounce a graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up. La da 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 da. Though he's just a child, and some think him a twit, Wesley is the master when it comes to making up some shit. He's the guy you want with you when you go out in space. Now if only he could beam those pimples off his face. And if you're at a party on the Starship Enterprise, and the karaoke player just plain old up and dies, set up a neutrino field inside a can of peas, hold on to Geordi's visor and sing into Data's knee. And I say, bounce a graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up. Sisko's on a mission to go no bloody place. He loiters on a space station above Bajoran space. The wormhole opened up and now they come from near and far. We'll keep the boost but please send back the fucking Jem'Hadar. What is with the Klingons? Remember in the day, they looked like Puerto Ricans and they dressed in gold lamé. Now they look like heavy metal rockers from the dead, with leather pants and frizzy hair and lobsters on their heads. And I say, bounce a graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad, we're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans, they pose no threat to us. Cause if we bind, we're in a bind, we just make some shit up. Well, I was stuck on Voyager, pounding on the door, when suddenly it dawned on me, I've seen this show before. Perhaps I'm in a warp bubble and slightly out of phase, cause it was way back in the 60s when they called it Lost in Space. We were looking for a way to make the ratings soar, so we orchestrated an encounter with the Borg. Normally you think that that would get us into shit, but this one has a smashing ass and a lovely set of tits. I say, bounce a graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're in a bind, we're totally screwed, but never mind. We'll pull something out of our behind. We just make some shit up.
That was Voltaire with The USS Make Some Shit Up off his album Oh My Goth. That seems like a fitting topic. Oh My Goth. Goths. Let's think about this for a moment. 6 or 7 million depressed teenagers with nothing to do but dress up in white face paint and blame society for their problems. It seems like a giant sack of shit to me. Most goths don't even realize what the whole movement was about. I'm not going to explain it here, because it is quite complex. Most of them don't realize that the Goths were a bunch of barbarians, and that's what I think Goths are, a bunch of social barbarians. They just sit around and mope and hang out with their other depressed friends and write in their dead journals, and... Mind you, I'm not talking about all Goths. I'm talking about most of them. Because most of them are just along for the ride. They don't have the social tools that they need, so they'll borrow them from a cultural movement. They talk about preppies. What is a preppy? Let's think about this for a moment. Basically, a preppy is anyone who doesn't live in their puddle. Yes, I'm alluding to the fact that goths are shallow, and so are preppies, but they're shallow in different ways. One of them, pretentious, sulking, doesn't like to admit it. That's the goth. And the other one, completely shallow and loves it. That's the preppy. I can't find any difference except for the clothes they wear. Now, if you're a goth, I'm sorry. And if you're a preppy, I'm sorry. I'm making stereotypes and generalizations here, which are things I don't normally do. But if you can think of anything I've said that's not true, why don't you, contact me, and we'll talk about it next show. You can reach me at barongod@punkass.com or in Channel Rat Radio on the other side servers. I don't have any more Voltaire for you, so go stew in your own juices, goths.